Are you a friend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When you talk to your friend, you don't talk, you don't think it over exactly what you're going to say, so it's possible you make a mistake. But if you talk to Hashem, and before you start to say Shema, you should have known what you're going to say. Therefore, it's a maguna if you didn't have kavanah the first time. So even by not having kavanah, that really you should say it over again, but it's called a maguna, because it's not like you're talking to your chaver. Zemar chavrusa kapa Shema yemiyika. So you have like a chaver, is he your friend, the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ilechivin daite mikaroi. If you didn't have kavanah the first time, it's not just, that's called a maguna, it's not a nice thing. Is mele machinin lay, it's a moshtos, if we take a hammer, we bang you, the favasta de nafcha, with the hammer of a blacksmith, ad mechavin daite, until you have kavanah. So it's not a nice thing to do, that's not the way you talk to the Eivishter. So therefore it's called a maguna. Shashi charusa ka b'shmaye, minik shenoi godem mechaveroi, yinuk etz lamokam. Before you talk to Hashem, you have to prepare yourself beforehand. You're going to say Shema now, make sure you have Kavanah beforehand. Is Machin Lekleima, Malam Denoisai, we teach you, Sheyechavin, you should have Kavanah before you start davening. And prepare yourself to make sure you're Rogabakach. Verasta Kurunis, a hammer. Vatosim as of Vasa, Vyodim, Matagun Verasta. Sotim Mishnah. Hoimer, Yvarchucha Toivim, somebody says that also when things good happen, we'll thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. Mash, when anything bad happens, we don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not good. It's not a good midah. Somebody comes to Shliach Tzibur, he's davening for the Yomid, the Toyer, and in Ilush Manasseh he makes a mistake, he forgets the Baruch Hu, he mixes up, and almost he didn't have a Tzibur, so he couldn't go back, he forgot how to go back. Is the Yavar Acher Tachta? The Eitzer is make another Shliach Tzibur. Somebody else is continues the Shemon Esrei. V'lo Yisarvim B'yis Yishur. Now, when they tell you to go up, to finish off the Shemon Esrei, you shouldn't be misarvim, you shouldn't refuse. If they ask you, please go and finish, you should go right away. We'll soon see in the Gemara, Mashenke, if they're asking you at the beginning to first be the Shliach Tzibur, then you're supposed to refuse the first time. But here, when somebody is in the middle of davening, he made a mistake, he can't continue, then after this rule, you're supposed to go right away. Mechin u'maskel, when the second Shliach Tzibur comes up, where does he start from? Ma'amitchilas ha-brocha shator. He starts from the beginning of the bracha where the first one made a mistake. But if you got refeinu, you start from the beginning of refeinu. You don't have to start the Shemon Esrei over again, and there's not a concern two people saying the Shemon Esrei. Then you start from the beginning of the bracha, that's enough. Zehu oivu lefnei ha-teva, the Shliach Tzibur, that's davening for the Yomid, loyana omen achar kahan. And Shas they duchin. So when the kahanim say the bracha or say the psukim, the tzibur answers amen after the psukim. If the shliach tzibur should not answer amen, why the fnei haTorah? So we're afraid he'll get mixed up answering amen, and he won't know how to continue on to say the rest of the psukim. The yin'ein sham kohen elahu. Let's say the only kohen in the shul is the shliach tzibur, and he's davening now. Is lo yisas kapa. The same reason he should not duchin. Because we're afraid if he's going to start duchening now, he's not going to be able to continue to say Sim Shalom. He won't know how to finish off the Shemon Esrei. Vashenki bin Yeftachtoi, Shu Noisa Eskapoi V'chois L'Tvilosa Rishoi. The person is for sure by himself that he knows how to daven very good. And he's not afraid, even though he's a Shliach Tzibur, if he'll duchen, he's a Kohen. If right after he gets finished duchen, he'll be able to finish off the Chazaras HaShas Sim Shalom, he's allowed to do it. And the life of today with Mekel, they do it, because they only have a Siddur. If you have a Siddur, it's very easy. You know exactly how to continue on. As the Mishnah's time, they didn't have Siddurim then, so it was a hard thing to say you'll duchen, and right afterwards you go back to Sim Sholem. So only if you know Klo how to do it, you could do it. But a Stam person should not duchen.
I thought we said before that the only time we're worried in somebody from the Teva is if he's Tayan the Valshinim.
That's something else. That's even if he knows how to go back, we don't let him go back. But here, it's just that he can't. If he could go back himself, we let him go back. Trashi lo yei sarim b'yis ha-shur. Lefi sheshar yored mufnei ha-teva, other people. I mean, when you first become a Shliach Tzibur, kesharim lo leich, raid, when there's somebody yes to, when the gaba yes to, go be the Shliach Tzibur, sorach l'sarim pa-machas. He has to refuse the first time. Claim or any kadai, lakach, I'm not ready to be the Shliach Tzibur. Kedem ilo kamom, we'll soon see in the Gemara b'shmaitim. I was there, but here, where a person was in the middle of Shemon Esrei and he made a mistake, he doesn't know how to continue. Lo yisar mefnei sheganayu sheteyat tefila mufsekas kolkach. It's ganay that the Shliach Tzibur is in the middle of Shemon Esrei and he can't continue. It's ganay to wait, so then you should go right away. Men, where do you start from? The second Shliach Tzibur, mefchila sabrocha shetoyazir. Im dilig echem in abrocha, if he skipped the whole brocha, the yomer acheris, and he started the second one, v'yeni yodei elosher, if he doesn't know how to continue to go back to that brocha he skipped, is v'lecha sedurei, and to continue on, it wasn't so easy to do it by pair, is yaskaloi v'tachta, the second one now, taking his place, starts oisa brocha shadilig zeh. He starts from that bracha where the first one skipped. The yomim misham al halan. He continues on then. The first one skipped Rafainu, and he went weiter. So the second shetziva starts again from Rafainu, and he continues on. Now another locha is lo yana omen achra kahanim hashliach tzibur. The soif ko bracha bracha. The end of the bracha from the duchenin, he shouldn't answer romin. Nechnei hatiru shtar titra v'daitoi v'yitoyer. He'll make a mistake. If we just have tibur hut sarach lahaskel brocha shniya, v'loim lufnei kahanim kol teva v'teva. As if Shliach Tzibur says every brocha brecha Hashem Yishmerecha, he says it in front of, before the kahanim. So if he's going to answer amen, he'll forget how to start the next brocha. Reminim b'mesech t'soite. Uvanoi say amen lo yuchel lachavin mar lahaskel brocha shlachnu. If he's going to answer amen, he won't know how to start the next words. So it's not kedai to answer amen. Imein shom koyim elohu hachazin. He's the one that's the chazan now, he's the only kohen. He's lo yisas kapo. Lo shema lo yuchol achlet filosoi ledav. Lechavin lehaskel b'sim sholem. He won't know how to continue on. He has to duchenin to say sim sholem. Shadaitim tzfrefes me'emet ha'tzibur. Belt yad ha'duchen, yad ha'emet ha'tzibur, forget it. V'yimetzachtoi, trashik loymer, im batuachu. Shein daitim tzfrefes me'emet ha'tzibur. If he knows for sure he won't have any emet ha'tzibur, he'll be able to continue to say sim sholem. Then he's allowed to continue. So the Matan Rabbanan. Hoi v'lefnei ha'teva. When they first ask you to be the Shliach Tzibur, the Gavi comes to you and says, please daven today, he's Sarav the Sarav. You have to refuse the first time. V'yeinim is Sarav, you don't refuse, Deimu Tav Shoshena by Melech. Deimu Tashashashashah has no salt. V'yeinim is Sarav, Yoisim Adayit, if you keep on refusing too long, then Deimu Tav Shoshashah Dichtoi Melech. As if you put too much salt into the tavshon, into the food. It like burnt the food with salt. It's also no good. Kate said, what's the meter? How you have to act? Palm Rishon Yisar. The first time the Gabi asked you, please daven, say, no, nope, I'm not ready to daven. Shniya Mahavit. The second time you say, let me think about it. Shlishis, Poshit Ishragl of Yerit. Third time ready, fast, go up there. Poshit, stick out your feet fast and go. For Yerit. That's the Indian. So you shouldn't be Misarif too much, just a little bit. Trashi Yisarif. Kishonim loy leich, Yasats my kalei right, to claim any kadai. You're supposed to make as if you don't want. Shedicht of Rashi Lashon Sofer got burnt. Kumakiesh Kod Chobapi. Mahavid, Kloima, Mizamin, Atzma, prepare yourself. Kumanin, Alamid, like you're ready to get up. The second time, okay, maybe. Then the third time you go. Tana Rabbon, Shleisha, there are three things. Rubin, Kosher. Too much of it is no good. Or Meyutin, Yofa. A little bit of it is good. V'elohain, Saor. A little bit yeast is good. Too much yeast ruins the Odo. O Melech. Too much salt is no good, but a little salt is good. The Sarvonis. And they send you to refuse. A little refusal is good. Too much is no good. Omar Rav Huna. Toe b'sholosh rishonos chayzel roish. Anytime you made a mistake throughout the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, you have to start over again. So look, you forget to say Masha Ruach HaMar Lagoshim, you have to start over again. Or you left out a word, or you forgot one bracha. And in this case, where you said the first bracha, and the Shliach Tzibur forgot the second bracha, and the second Shliach Tzibur comes over, and you have to start from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The first three is like one bracha. The Emtsoyis, Mashenka, the middle 11 brachas, Choyza Liyata Choynin. That's what Rav Huna holds. If you make a mistake in one of the brachas, you have to start from the first bracha again. Start over from that Choynin. The Achreinus, and the last three brachas, is Choyza Lavoid. Let's go back to Ritzei. That's how we paskin. The emsoyes have no seder. That means, where Tosis learns, that if you make a mistake in one of the brachas, like we had in the Mishnah, all you have to do is just go back to that bracha. You don't have to go back to Atachoni in the beginning of the 11 brachas. There's no seder. You made a mistake in one of the brachas, just go back to that bracha. That's the way we paskin, that's the way Tosis says. Rashi has a different shot. Rashi has a little and Rashi ain't them seder to Rashi. The yemdilek bracha achas. If you skip one bracha, you've got to say Rafeinu. Then you come out holding my Shema Kaleinu, and you remember you forgot to say Rafeinu. Then like Rashi Pshat Ravasi, that you're allowed to say Rafeinu right now. There's no Seder for the middle brachas, 11 brachas, where you skip one. the lady remembered, you let us say Refeinu even next to Shema Kaleinu. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos asks on Rashi for the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, where do you go back? Where did the second Shliach Tzibah start from? From the same Brucha, the first one made a mistake. Mashmo, you can't continue on where you're holding. You have to go back to that Brucha, and that Brucha continue on. That's the way Tosfos learns, ain't saved, it just means you don't have to go back to Atachayin anymore. No, you go back to the place where you skip that Brucha, go back to Refeinu, and from there continue on. That's the way possible. Mosir Rosheshes. Rosheshes, Mechinu Chayzer, says the Mishnah, where do you go back to? Metchilas Abrocha Shetoyezir. Is the Hurut Yusuf Ravuna? It's a cash on Ravuna. Ravuna says what? You have to go back to Atachayin always. And the Mishnah says, Klav, you make a mistake in the middle of brachas, you just have to go back to that one bracha. Omlak Rafuna, and Tsiyusa Kula Chodir Rechosa Ninu. That's not Shver. He holds all the middle 11 brachas considered like one bracha. So, mainly when the Mishnah says, when the first Shliach Tzibah made a mistake, the second one comes up, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha where he made a mistake, means back at the beginning of Atachayin. Because all the middle of the 11 brachas is considered like one long bracha. Rashi mitchilas habrocha shetoyezer, or memelo mishtama. From here we see the goyim mimenu for hola. You continue from there on. Almo al sidro tzorach last loemro. You have to continue back from the seder, and not like Ravashi. The way Rashi learns, even a kashan Ravashi, not that like you're saying you put it right now and continue on. The mishtas mashtim, you have to go back to the bracha where he skipped to that place. Go back to Refeinu and continue on from there. Is Chodib Rechosin in the Rashi, Tony Mastisin, Metchila Sabrochish, Toyezer, Hainu Watachoinin. This is the way your Rafuna is going to learn. Now, when it says go back to the first Brocha, the Brocha means Atachoinin. Because all the middle 11 Brochas are considered like one long Brocha. Well, Aloha, we don't hold like Rafuna, we hold like Ravasi, and the way Taisib learns Pshar. If you make a mistake, you have to go back to that one Brocha you made a mistake, and continue on from there. Omar Rav Yehuda. You shouldn't ask for your own needs. Loi b'sholosh rishonis, not in the first three brachas. Loi b'sholosh achronis, not in the last three brachas. And that's what Taizah brings down next last pirush rachma benu. Haydavka liyochnis, only for your own needs or the yochid's needs. But sorche tziba, if you're davening for the tziba, shoylim. Then you're allowed to even ask in the first three brachas. Lakachvanu oimim zachrenu, ukravitz v'yalav yovel behem. We see yalav yovel in the last three brachas. And by Yasser Shemetru, we say Zachreinu, because those are bakoshas. For the Tzibur, that's mutus. Only for Yochid, that's awesome. So Yochid is not supposed to ask his own tzrichim, his own tzrachim, the first three and the last three. Ela b'yan soyas, in the middle of the 11 brachas, that's we ask for your tzrachim. The Yomarab Chanina, Rishonois, what are the first three brachas of Shemon Esrei Daimetu? Daimeli Evet, Shemesada, Shvachas, Neirabli. You have to start first giving Shvach to the Eibishter. And Tziyos, the middle 11, Daimeliyevich, Shemavakev, Pras, and Rabbi. You're asking for a portion from your rabbi, means you're asking something from the Eibishter. That's when he asks what for your needs. Achreinus, the last three, is Daimeliyevich, Shekibu, Pras, and Rabbi. When you thank an HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if you have to feel, as if you received already your needs, and you thank an HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nifta v'hoilichloi. Trashi Benifta means like Noita Rashus. He's Moidim and Simsholim. He's like, yes, now I'm going away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's asking Rashus to go away from Hashem. Tana Rabbonin. Ma'isa B'talmadecha Chiyolof Ne'ateva B'fnei Rabbi Eliezer. He's in Rabbi Eliezer's shul. There was once a Shliach Tzibur who was davening for Yomid. For Yamarach Yosim Medai, it took a very, very long Shemon Esrei. Omalei Talmidus, the Talmidim came to the Rebbe. Rabbeinu Kam Orchen Uzeh. The Chur, they asked the Rebbe, is that a good Midah? He's davening so long. Omalehem, it's a good zach. Klum marach yisim Moshe Rabbeinu. Is he a marach more than Moshe's tefillah? The Chassid Bey says by Moshe, es aboyim ayom, es aboyim alayla. He's by the chet, after the chet eagle, Moshe was mispallah for 40 days and 40 nights. So he's a davening here a few hours, not so gefellet, not doing it. So it's a good meter. Weiter, noch a maitse was, shuv maitse betalmud echer, another maitse, another talmud, shiyogof ne ateilof ne rebeleza. Same in front of the same yeshiva again. For Hoyu Makatzer, this time he davened very fast. Yaitzim Idai, he made a very fast one esrei. His Omalei Talmido, Kama Kitzrin Huzer. Bukhur is a big Makatzer, he's davening too fast. Is that good? Omalei Yer, it's also good. Klum Makatzer, Yaitzim, Moshe Rabbeinu. Does anybody daven shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu daven? They'll say, Kel Norafon Allah. When Moshe davened for Miriam, he made a very short Bakosha. So Mashmu, sometimes you can daven very short also. So here the pshat is, it depends the fee, how much of importance it is, and how important it is. It was a shayla, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, he's going to kill out all Klal Yisrael. So for that, Moshe had to be mevakesh a long tefillah. He died in 40 days for that. Here, when Miriam got sick, everybody knew Miriam was a tzaddikus, and her oinish she got right now, Moshe knew, wouldn't be too long, and she's not going to die from it. It was understandable, it's only going to be for 7 days. So Moshe davened a little bit shorter there. So the kid said, it depends upon how much of a tzaddik you have to daven, how long you should daven. The more important it is, the longer you should daven, the less, the shorter. But there's both midas. Omer Rav Yaakov, Omer Rav Chizda. Kol ha-mavakish, rachim ha-machaveira. If you daven for your chava that's sick, ein tzorach lahaski shmoy. You don't, but after you have to mention his name. So everybody's matazich, what's his name, they don't know his name, you're not going to daven for him. Even if you don't know his name, you don't know what his name is, but you know who you're davening for, it's also good. Shenema, Moshe said, Kel no refon alo, lo kamat chishmo de Miriam. And Moshe didn't mention Miriam's name. But some of Farshim said, it's only if you daven in front of the chayil itself. When you daven in front of the chayil, you don't have to mention the name. But Pashtag Gemara's Amashma, that Pashtag Gemara's Amashma, when you daven for Chayla, you don't have to mention his name. Hashem knows who you have Kavana for.
Mr. Durman has a Nusa for you, mentioned Tony
Bafani. Right, right. Rashi ain't Sarah last year, Shemoy Shachayla, you don't have to. But why do we do it? It's a good thing to do it. But just if you don't know his name, you can't say that I'm not going to daven for him. You have Kavana. And if you know his English name, you can say, Mr. Schwartz, I want to daven now for Mr. Schwartz. Hashem should be Machem, Mr. Schwartz. It's also good. It could be Samaila to say his Hebrew name, you know who and his father's name is Samaila. But if you don't know the names, the pastor daven for them also. Right. Tana Rabbon. Eilu brochois shodim sheichabhem. These are the brochois supposed to bow down. We say Baruch Ato, we bow down for always, by the first brocha. Tchila v'saif, the beginning of the brocha, the end of the brocha. Pohoido, by moidim, tchila, the beginning by moidim, we bow down, v'saif. Atoiv shuchon noah, we also bow down. The embola suach v'sayef ko brocha brocha. If somebody wants to be meisif on the kriyas and bow down at the beginning of every brocha, over at the end of all the brochas, over tchilas ko brocha brocha, the beginning of all the brochas is malam de noise shlo yishcha. We tell them no, it's not a nice thing. Don't bow down more than you're supposed to. But the bottom place it says the imtaima the yishcha madakach. What's so wrong? The guy wants to be machmir. He wants to bow down more than he's supposed to. What's so wrong? He shouldn't come to mix up what the Takana Rabbanu was saying. People start saying then, I can bow down whenever I want. I'll bow down 5 brachas, he'll bow down 10 brachas. This guy will say, I'm not going to bow down at all. Yeah. So it's not good to do more than you're supposed to. Om Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Om Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Bakaporo. Hedjit Kemar Shemano, regular person when he davens, that's the way we just said, that the corner was to bow down so far 4 times.